the biggest win for me was I did, it was my third time doing grandma's half marathon. And my goal was to get under 2 hours, and that would beat both of my records. And I finished in like an hour and 46 minutes, which was 27 minutes faster than I've ever done it, which...
Hello, this is Lance Farrell with Life at Level 10, where you get inspired to live your best life. Hi, this is Lance Farrell. I'm here with a very special guest, Emma Lofgren. Emma, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on. And so people know a little about you. Tell us a little about Emma. Who is Emma Lofgren?
Well, I am a social worker and therapist. I am 38 years old. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I am engaged to Travis, who also did the year-long challenge with me. And then I have two dogs and a cat who are my little fur babies.
Nice. So what was life like before you did Farrell's Dream Body Shaping? Tell me a little bit about yourself then.
I guess the big word that comes to mind when I the one word that comes to mind is complacent. You know, I was just going one, you know, just following through with, I was just doing the steps. I don't know that I was necessarily. Emotions. Yes, exactly. And I just wasn't really living as fully as I could have been.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
So how did you find Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping? What made you go in and walk through the door?
So Travis, my partner, he had started going to Farrell's, and I was at a different gym at the time, and he loved it. And I mean, I thought it sounded cool. And I reached a point where I kind of just plateaued at my other gym, where I was showing up and doing it. And then I wasn't seeing results as far as like weight loss, that kind of stuff. And so he told me about the 10-week challenge because he was going to do it. And I was like, well, maybe that would be good, switch it up and then do something together, like as a team, to kind of, you know, build our relationship further and have each other as support and accountability to just keep us going.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you did spectacular in your 1 year. It's so interesting to learn that Travis kind of drug you in and did the 10 weeks. And 10 weeks is short, so anybody can do 10 weeks. And then you got hooked on it, it sounds like, and you stayed for 12 months and had remarkable results. What was your, I know it's not about weight loss, but how many pounds did you lose overall?
I lost 50 pounds.
That's spectacular. Congratulations again for that.
Thank you.
How did Travis do? Did he lose some body fat too?
He did incredible. He wanted to get down to 3% body fat, and he did.
Wow.
And he really, I mean, I couldn't have done it without him, and I think he would say the same. But, you know, it's, as I'm sure you know, I mean, there's some days where it's, you're ready, you want to get to the gym, you want to do the, you know, it's easy. And then there's some days that aren't. And so just having that other person that's like, you know you don't want to do this, but we are committed to it, so we're going to just do it. I mean, so we kind of balanced each other out in that way, but he did amazing. And I'm super proud of him too.
Well, the value of having a buddy that's going to hold you accountable like that, that's close to you, is invaluable, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And in fact, like when we started the 10-week, we're both very competitive. And so he came in first place. He got first on the 10-week challenge, and then I was second. And so then it was like a friendly competition, like, okay, well, maybe I'll get you at the year. And it kind of just pushed us to, you know, to keep going and push further. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. So, What struggles did you have along the way? Were there things that were difficult for you when you first started in your 10 weeks going way back?
When I think back to the 10 week, I would say that I was showing up grudgingly and I wasn't really invested. I kind of felt like out of my element because I liked running. I didn't really know about kickboxing. I felt clumsy. Strength training, I didn't really know that much about. And so I would say that I would do it. And then I would be like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then Travis is like, well, you're doing great. Just keep going. And let's see how this 10 weeks. And then as it unfolded, I just kind of got more comfortable with what I was doing and more confident. And then I just kind of felt a shift with a shift in my own mindset about what I was doing and mm-hmm. where I was heading.
What's one of the wins that you first felt along the way that you can remember? It's a big win or a little win, but something you couldn't do before. Like now, whoa, I can do this now.
Well, I think as far as the kickboxing, I mean, just being able to hear what the moves were and then do them. And then as far as strength training, when I started being able to do the heavy bands and double bands, I was like, oh, okay, I am stronger than I thought. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of that added to the shift, knowing oh, there's more in me than I knew. And so that was a huge win and a big shift as far as mental and emotional and physical. So that was a huge win.
Yeah. So on that same line, was there anything outside of the Feral Extreme Body Shaping facility that you noticed that maybe you couldn't do before that you could do now? Maybe something physical, maybe something mental.
I think what got easier was the consistency. For the longest time, I would go to the gym and I'd do really good for, a couple weeks, and then I would just fall off it. And so I think showing up for myself and allowing myself to make that a priority was a big shift. Towards the end of the year, I would say that just the biggest win for me was it was my third time doing grandma's half marathon, and my goal was to get under 2 hours, and that would beat both of my records. And I finished in an hour and 46 minutes, which was 27 minutes faster than I've ever done it, which is huge. If you're a runner, I mean, that's just,
that is huge.
Wild.
That's amazing. So,
Yeah.
So what does your nutrition regimen look like these days?
That's hard. Yep. So right now, during the year, it was I would say it was more strict. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really trying to focus on balance and, mm-hmm. Eating healthy, high protein veggies, and then also allowing myself to have some fun, maybe once or twice a week going out and, having a cocktail or, a cheat meal. Mm-hmm. But we're really, balance is our goal. Balance is my word this year. My goal is just finding balance with food and nutrition, with workouts, not having it be my sole focus, which I feel like it had been for, a good chunk of time.
Mm-hmm.
But just allowing myself to relax a little bit more.
Yeah, you got to live. And, it's interesting. Yeah. I think through the process, it sounds to me like you've developed a lot of self-discipline because you showed up for class, doing what you got to do. You're disciplined, you're eating, not so you're super strict on it, but you're adding balance to it. So you have fun, you got to live. And, I really appreciate that. And you know, balancing your fitness life also gets over to balancing your other life, you know, not working right. too much, not playing too much, but having a good balance, right?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Well, it sounds like you've gained some of that. So what do your workouts look like, or what were they like that time? Were you going consistently to cardiovascular, doing kickboxing 3 days a week? Were you doing the strength training 3 days a week and really disciplined for that? Or tell everybody what that looked like for you.
I was going 6 days a week. There mm-hmm. were days that I really liked kickboxing. So there were days that I would double up on it. And then as we got toward like in spring and summer, I was also running outside because that's my therapy as well. It's like one of the times where I can get out of my head. So I was doing that and then hitting the gym 6 days a week.
Nice. So what would you give advice to somebody just starting Ferrell's?
I think I would say to just keep showing up for yourself. Try to do whatever you can to quiet any of those little self-doubts and those little negative voices in your head saying that you can't or that it's too hard, because it will get easier and you will see results. So just keep showing up for yourself is what I would tell them.
So it sounds like Travis won the $1,000 prize after 10 weeks.
And you were sure right did. Behind
him. Yep. And you were both trying to win $10,000.
Yeah.
And you did. You got in the final five. So tell me about that a little bit. So how do you feel about not winning the money?
Well, I mean, ultimately the money would have been great and helpful. But overall, I really feel like we won, regardless of the money. I feel like what we learned and what we gained is bigger than what the financial reward was. You know, I think, don't get me wrong, it would have been nice, but I feel like overall, I mean, we did really, really good, and I'm proud of what we did. And money aside, like, I don't think that we would have changed anything. So
I love it. You know, one of our first $10,000 national contest winners, Kevin Moreland, said that, you know, afterwards, that $10,000 is a lot of money, but it's not a life-changing amount of money. And he said he felt our program was life-changing. And it sounds like you're saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
And you developed healthy habits now, and you've learned how to live healthy. So you don't have to worry about going back to your old self, because you know what to do. I mean, if you slip a little bit, you know what to do to get back on and right. Follow with the self-discipline that it sounds like you've gained over that year. So that's right. Amazing. So what are your goals now?
Like I said, balance is my biggest goal. And I mean, in every aspect, so nutrition, physical, you know, work, life, that kind of stuff, just kind of having more balance. I do want to continue with going to the gym, going to Ferrell's. I am signed up to do Grandma's Half again this summer. So.
Nice.
If I can, you know, stay around the same time, that would be awesome.
Wait a second. Don't you want to beat your time? Come on now.
I was really, that was really fat. I mean, it would be so great. Yeah, that'd be cool. So I just don't want to, I don't know. I don't want to jinx myself or anything. Yes, I would love to beat my time.
You know, Emma, we have a saying, shoot for the stars, you might land on the moon. So set those goals high even for your grandma's marathon, man. Just get in there and focus on beating your last time. Why not? Personal best. Your last time was true. Amazing, but hey, let's beat it. You can do it. When is that race?
June.
Okay, you have time to get ready to do that.
I do, yes.
And knowing that will motivate you. And now the other thing, you said you're getting married to Travis pretty soon. Do you have a date set for that?
Don't. We're very, it's the one thing that it's kind of like relaxed. We're just going to go and elope some.
Oh, you some are. Point.
Yeah. And then we'll come back and have a big party. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So that's also a lot of people's reason to stay and get in good shape is because you're getting married, right? So we have that out there as a goal too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just for fun, let's do some level 10 speed questions. So what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is homemade pasta carbonara.
Mm.
Like if I really want to cheat, that's what I'd be.
And a food you would never eat?
Ooh, liver.
I'm with you.
Or ketchup. Ugh.
No ketchup either, huh?
Nope. No.
Favorite exercise?
Running.
How about favorite Ferrell's exercise?
Okay. Kickboxing? I mean...
Because you answered my other question ahead of time, which is okay. So you like kickboxing. I heard you say that earlier. So most despised exercise, which you really don't ever want to do.
Reverse burpees?
Oh, yeah. Even normal burpees for me.
Right. They're just hard on my shoulder, but I mean, I don't love them. I grew to like regular burpees, but reverse ones are still kind of
awkward.
My favorite. Yeah, they are.
And my next question is, what's your favorite non-FXV physical activity? You said running.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's good. What's on your bucket list? What do you want to accomplish in the next 5 years, 10 years? What's down the road for Emma?
With anything or with
anything?
I want to get married. I want to do some traveling. I want to, stay consistent with, my physical activity. We want to, this is mine and Travis, we want to buy a new house, get us out of the city a little bit. I think those are my main goals right now.
That's excellent. So within Ferrell's, because you did so well, I would think they'd be tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, Emma, have you thought about teaching?
They have. And I don't know what happened because I think we were going to come back to it. And then I don't think we ever talked about it again. So
maybe you should tap them on the shoulder back and say, hey, I'm ready now. Can you train me? Because you'd be an awesome instructor and coach. So just plant that seed for you.
Yeah.
Is there anything that I missed that you'd like to share with the group?
Not that I can think of right now, no.
Emmy, you seem very humble and nice, and it's just so nice to have you on this podcast. It's great to see your results, to see what you've done. And, it seems like a year is a long time, but in the scheme of things, it's not that long. And you did fantastic in it. So congratulations to you and Travis. Congrats on your upcoming marriage when you guys sneak away. That's going to be fun.
Thanks. Yeah.
And way to keep balancing your life. It sounds like you've got the important stuff figured out. And that's one of the most important things.
Yeah. Thank you.
And until next time, this is Lance Ferrell with Life at Level 10. Please be sure to like it and subscribe if you'd like to hear more episodes.